Rapid Fire. Film. Marvel's Avengers includes cameos by Legionnaires. Legendary superhero creator Stan Lee enjoys cameo performances and has been seen in many movies based on his comic characters, including X-Men, Hulk, and Fantastic Four. In Avengers: Age of Ultron, Lee plays a veteran who thinks he can handle a shot of Thor's special Asgardian brew during a party at Avengers Tower that includes American Legion members wearing their caps. "I'm going to start referring to them as supporting roles," Lee jokes. "I understand that Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, is very worried." In the second scene, fellow veterans carry out a muttering Lee after he sips Thor's drink. Lee is an Army Signal Corps veteran and member of Hollywood Post 43. Joe Sennett, artist and inker on Fantastic Four, shares the cameo. He's a Navy veteran who served in the Pacific during World War II. If you pick any war movie, Born on the 4th of July, Forrest Gump, Saving Private Ryan, you'll see Legion caps in different scenes, says Terry Duddy, Post 43 adjutant. Michael Hjelmstad. Verbatim. "Our warrior sacrifice is not cheapened because people in suits couldn't hold on to what those in camo gained." Samir Muradovic, who served with the 2nd Battalion, 23rd Marines in Ramadi in 2009. In a Washington Post op-ed, the former infantry rifleman acknowledged veterans' anger at the fall of the Iraqi city to the Islamic State in May. "While every place our warriors have died is sacred to us, we cannot build and protect a shrine everywhere they fell," Muradovic wrote. "That doesn't mean their sacrifices lose value." Honor and Remembrance. Spirit of 45 rides into Indianapolis. E. Bruce Heilman, longtime chancellor at the University of Richmond in Virginia and Marine Corps veteran of World War II, has trekked 6,000 miles across 20 states on his motorcycle to raise awareness of the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. On May 17th, the Legionnaire stopped in Indianapolis for a wreath-laying ceremony at the downtown World War II Memorial. When Heilman arrived at the base of the semicircular granite memorial, he was greeted by 10 local veterans who had also served in the Pacific Theater. They exchanged hugs and handshakes while bonding over stories from a war they fought 7 decades ago. "No one really understands it unless they were there and engaged," Heilman said. "We all understand each other. We're blood buddies." Heilman's 34-day journey ended in Washington, D.C., where he acted as Grand Marshal of the World War II section of the National Memorial Day Parade. He started his trip in Virginia at the end of April and rode west to San Diego, where as an 18-year-old he completed basic training. Buglers played taps as Heilman and another Okinawa veteran laid a wreath at the memorial, which honors more than 12,500 U.S. troops killed in Okinawa, as well as all who made the supreme sacrifice during World War II. Several Gold Star families also attended. "We're celebrating the lives of those who died in battle," said Heilman, a member of American Legion Post 186 in Midlothian, Virginia. "We are saying to the world, this is an important date, and you ought to acknowledge it and be proud of your country and be proud of the guys who died saving your country." Called the Spirit of 45 Ride, Heilman's trip concluded at Post 177 in Fairfax, Virginia. From there, he joined the Legion Riders in their Run to the Thunder ride to Rolling Thunder, the annual Memorial Day weekend motorcycle ride. Andy Romy. Spring Meetings. Key resolutions of the 2015 spring meetings. Finance. 1. Change marketing committee to marketing commission. 4. Recommend to national convention that annual dues to national headquarters increase by $5. 7. Accept 3-year grant from Samsung to increase recognition of Samsung American Legion Scholars Enhanced Program. Internal Affairs. 3. Amend eligibility terminology for American Legion Auxiliary to refer to direct and adopted female descendants. 18. Membership credit to departments for transferring first and second year DMS members into local posts. Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation. 22. Reinstate enrollment of priority group 8G veterans into VA patient enrollment system. Quote, "We support the program as long as veterans need access to that care. However, we believe in the long-term existence of the Department of Veterans Affairs." National Commander Mike Helm on VA's Choice Card program, which allows veterans to seek private medical care at VA's expense in some circumstances. NEC encourages collaboration with post-9/11 veterans groups. The National Executive Committee is calling on American Legion posts and departments to embrace and collaborate with post-9/11 veterans groups, namely Team Rubicon, The Mission Continues, Student Veterans of America, and Team Red, White, and Blue. Introduced by the 100th Anniversary Observance Committee and passed by the NEC, Resolution 20 encourages posts and departments to build and maintain mutually beneficial relationships with the organization's local branches. Team Rubicon combines the experience and skills of U.S. military veterans with first responders to rapidly deploy emergency response teams. The Mission Continues helps veterans transition into civilian life through volunteering and community outreach, while Team Red, White, and Blue connects veterans to their communities through physical and social activities. SVA works in support of student veterans. Also at the NEC, new donations topped National Commander Mike Helm's fundraising goal of $4 million for American Legion charities, more than $34,000 for Operation Comfort Warriors, more than $21,000 for the National Emergency Fund, and a whopping $128,000 for the Child Welfare Foundation, courtesy Sons of the American Legion. I think setting the goal and opening all the charities to the entire American Legion family put everybody in that spirit of giving mode, Helm said. Not only was it coming together as a family to raise money for American Legion charities, but also an individual, personal competition between departments or posts, auxiliary units, SAL squadrons, and Legion Riders chapters. Quilts of Valor Day of Service. Volunteers organized a Quilts of Valor event at Indianapolis's Sheraton City Center during the spring meetings. Quilts of Valor provides handmade quilts to wounded service members and veterans recovering in military and VA medical facilities, as well as veterans of all eras. Six quilts were assembled with help from more than 100 Legion family members. Anne Rebine, a past president of the Department of Iowa Auxiliary, organized the event with Kathy Wheeler, wife of American Legion National Adjutant Dan Wheeler. Past National Commander Joe Franks sewed for the first time. "For a wounded warrior, I'll do that," he said, "and I didn't lose a finger." Careers. The Changing Landscape of Corporate Recruiting, The Job Front, by Wendy Enelow. Companies are changing how they recruit, and that's great news for job seekers. Jerry Crispin and Mark Mailer of CareerX Roads are leading the charge to reinvent and improve the recruitment processes of companies nationwide. They've interviewed 165,000 candidates applying at 175 companies to learn what works, why, and how. Only a small percentage of the 165,000 were actually hired, yet all took time to complete the 30-minute survey. Results indicate that there are four things these leading-edge companies have in common regarding their recruitment practices. They actively seek feedback and listen to their candidates. They set expectations so candidates know how their recruitment process works. Every candidate gets the opportunity to showcase his or her skills, knowledge, and experience in one way or another. They create measures of effectiveness to improve their accountability. Hand in hand with their research is Talent Board's annual Candidate Experience Awards, recognizing companies that are true innovators in recruitment and committed to strengthening the candidate experience. Here's a sampling of some of those companies and their new solutions. NBC Universal hosts Tech Talk every Tuesday and Ask the Experts every Wednesday. Accenture developed a mobile interview app for candidates to better prepare for interviews. Genentech requires all candidates to take interview training to even out the playing field. RMS hosts a chat room that encourages people to bring honest questions so they can provide honest answers. Intel created a candidate care team to build core relationships between their internal recruiters and job seekers. Align yourself with companies that care about their candidates, and your job search will be stronger, faster, and a more positive experience. Centennial, Post 32, Longmont, Colorado. The post home of John Harold Buckley, Post 32 of Longmont, Colorado, which chartered in September 1919, is almost as old as the American Legion itself, is a treasure trove of historical items, many donated by post members past and present. Among them is a miniature replica UH-1 helicopter donated by past post commander Greg McMahon, who flew a Huey in Vietnam. Willis Corcoran, a past historian for Post 32 and Vietnam-era veteran, created and maintains display cases for the pieces. Scouting. Nebraska teen, named Legion's Eagle Scout of the Year. Ethan Koppel, a junior at Elkhorn South High School in Elkhorn, Nebraska, is the American Legion's 2015 Eagle Scout of the Year. He will receive a $10,000 scholarship. Aware that the Korean War is often called the Forgotten War, and concerned that Elkhorn did not have a monument honoring Korean War veterans, Koppel initiated and led efforts to build a Korean War memorial in Douglas County. A member of Boy Scout Troop 375, he raised the money and purchased the necessary supplies to build a 5-foot granite monument. Local American Legion and VFW posts contributed funds to help Koppel complete his project. He plans to attend college and serve in the Air National Guard, followed by an Air Force commission. The Legion also named 3 runners-up, Michael James Parker of Mayville, New York, Jacob Kelly of Cottage Grove, Wisconsin, and Braden Benedict of Rancho Palos Verde, California. Each received a $2,500 scholarship. Veterans Benefits. Hope. Help. At Legion VBCs. In April, the American Legion conducted Veterans Benefits Center VBC events in Asheville, North Carolina, and Memphis, Tennessee, where Legion staff and service officers worked alongside staff from VA's Veterans Benefits Administration and Veterans Health Administration to expedite new or existing claims and appeals. Since launching the VBC program in 2014, the Legion has helped veterans recover well over $1 million in retroactive benefits. VBCs are open to all veterans and their families, regardless of Legion membership. Individual success stories from the April VBCs include Alan Green, an Army veteran who was rated 100% on a claim that had been pending for 11 years, Jill Baker, an Army veteran who walked into the Asheville VBC rated at 70% and left rated at 100% with Chapter 35 benefits for her family, Michael Jordan, who served in the Army from 2003 to 2011, was rated at 80% service-connected. He left the Asheville VBC with a temporary 100% rating pending exams. "It's like a 300-pound weight off my shoulders," he said. Army veteran Hugh Wiggins, who drove more than 100 miles to resolve an unemployability claim he's had since 2008, was granted both the claim and retroactive compensation. "When you live on a fixed income, every extra penny helps," he said. "It's the best day of my life." Gordon Richardson, who served in the Air Force from 1971 to 1997, now expects nearly $17,000 in back payments. His disability rating went from 80 to 90%. Ask a service officer. VA Mental Health Care and Gun Rights. Tracy L. Davis, Department Service Officer, Missouri. Question. Will I lose my guns, hunting license, or permit to carry if I receive VA mental health care? Answer. No. Veterans are not required to give up their Second Amendment rights or firearms to get VA mental health care. Only veterans rated incompetent by VA, which means they are determined to be unable to manage their VA funds, are subject to such provisions. When VA determines that a veteran is incompetent, the agency is required to report it. The term incompetent, for VA purposes, is reserved for an adult who is deemed unable to manage his or her own financial affairs. The purpose of VA's fiduciary program is to protect veterans and beneficiaries who are unable to manage their VA benefits through the appointment and oversight of a fiduciary. The determination that you are unable to manage your VA benefits does not affect your non-VA finances or your right to vote or a contract. You may also request to have your ability to manage your VA benefits be re-evaluated or to have a new fiduciary appointed at any time. If you wish a re-evaluation, submit your request in writing with any supporting medical evidence to the Regional Office of Jurisdiction. The Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act prohibits you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition if you have been adjudicated as a mental defective or been committed to a mental institution. In compliance with this act, VA reports the names of incompetent beneficiaries to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which then adds the names to a database called the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS. Gun dealers must check NICS for the name of a potential buyer before selling him or her a firearm. You may be fined and/or imprisoned if you knowingly violate this law. You may apply to VA for relief of prohibitions imposed by the law by submitting your request to the agency, which will determine whether such relief is warranted. Find an American Legion service officer in your state, www.legion.org/serviceofficers. Personal Finance, USAA. 6 Common Credit Score Misconceptions. Focus on Finances, J.J. Montanaro. The world of credit and credit scoring is not without its myths. Here are a few I hear often while interacting with USAA members. You must carry a balance to get the best credit score. Nope. To have a good score, you must responsibly use credit, but that doesn't mean you need to carry a balance. In fact, part of your score is based on the amount of credit you have available but aren't using. So keep your credit card balances low. Zero is best, but aim for less than 20% of your total available credit limit. Closing old accounts will sink your score. A long credit history is important, but a closed account won't just disappear from your record. It will reflect on your score for years to come. On the other hand, closing an account, old or new, could immediately hurt your all-important utilization ratio, total debt divided by total available credit. Checking your credit report is a downer. Actually, it's a good thing. Get in the habit of keeping an eye on your credit report and score. Look for fraudulent activity and dispute errors. When you check your score, it's considered a soft inquiry, similar to a background check. It won't ding your score like applying for a loan or credit card will. More accounts mean a lower score. Not exactly. Applying for several lines of credit and loans within a short period can hurt your score, but using a mix of different types of loans is actually good for your rating. More income means more score. What you earn is not even part of the formula for determining a credit score. I've worked with plenty of people with lots of income and a poor grip on their debt, so while a better debt-to-income ratio may improve the chance you'll get a loan, it's not reflected in your credit score. Your score is your score. You actually have a lot of scores, and it's much more likely they're different than the same. Education. Partial GI Bill benefits for pre-9/11 vets. My GI Bill. Veterans in Education by Valerie Hefner. Question: I spent most of my military years in the Marine Corps Reserve and was called up for Desert Storm. I understand certain educational benefits may be available to me because of that. Currently, my employer will reimburse me up to 65% for the university-level courses for which I am currently enrolled. Could GI Bill benefits possibly cover the remaining fees? Answer: if you served 90 days to 6 months consecutively, you may be eligible for 40% of post-9/11 GI Bill benefits under Chapter 33. Generally, you may receive up to 36 months of entitlement. You will be eligible for benefits for 15 years. To sign up for your benefits, go to www.benefits.va.gov. Verbatim. We have a situation that is like Enron accounting, and the public doesn't want to hear about it. Lawrence Kotlikoff, co-author of Get What's Yours, a New York Times bestseller about how to maximize claiming Social Security retirement benefits. He wants the Social Security Administration to calculate unfunded obligations using the Infinite Horizon model, which accounts for funding after 75 years. Under this system, SSA's projected unfunded liabilities would be $24.9 trillion instead of the $10.6 trillion projected in 2088. National Convention. Get the most out of a visit to Baltimore. Callaway Transportation, Incorporated, CTI, is the official tour operator for the American Legion's 97th National Convention in Baltimore and is offering several different options. Program 1, Museums, $10 per day, August 27th to 29th and 31st. Outbound departures only from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., returns only from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Museum tours each day from Friday to Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., except Sunday. Attendees pay for admission at each museum. Museum Route A includes stops at the American Visionary Art Museum, $14, Fort McHenry National Monument and Historic Shrine, $7, the Baltimore Museum of Industry, $9, and the Maryland Science Center, $18. Museum Route B includes stops at National Aquarium, $29.95, the Baltimore Civil War Museum at President Street Station, $3. The Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture, $6. Star Spangled Banner Flag House and 1812 Museum, $7. And the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad Museum, $16. Museum Route C includes stops at the Baltimore Museum of Art, free, the Maryland Museum of Military History, free, and the Walters Art Museum, free. Program 2, Local Shopping, $10, August 29th and 31st, September 1st to 2nd. Outbound departures only from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., returns only from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Stops include the Gallery Mall, / Inner Harbor, Harbor East, and Fells Point. Program 3, Guided Tour of Baltimore, $30, August 27th to 29th and 31st, 3 hours. A tour registration desk will be open at the Baltimore Convention Center. Convention registration badges are required on all tours. Register online for a tour, www.legion.org/convention. Click on 2015 Convention Information and Tours. Boat cruises, sailing. Several options for cruises or sailing excursions are available in Baltimore, from harbor cruises to a seaborne pirate-themed tour of the city's maritime history. Baltimore.org/Baltimore-boat-cruises. Legion Family Baseball Night. On August 31st, the Baltimore Orioles will take on the Tampa Bay Rays at Oriole Park at Camden Yards American Legion Family Night. The first pitch is at 7:05 p.m. to be thrown by 2014 American Legion Baseball All-Academic Team Captain Matthew Walsh. Order tickets by July 1st. Offered ticket prices will not be available at the box office. www.orioles.com/ticks/American Legion. Legion Family Football Night. On August 29th, the Baltimore Ravens will host the Washington Redskins at M&T Bank Stadium on American Legion Family Night. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. Orders are due to the Ravens ticket office via mail, fax, or phone by June 30th to guarantee a ticket. www.legion.org/convention/resources. Band Contest Returns. After a hiatus, the competitive concert band contest returns to the Legion's National Convention. The contest, scheduled for 1 p.m. August 29th in rooms 314 to 317 of the Baltimore Convention Center, will also include a new exhibition class. The Color Guard contest will be at 5 p.m. August 28th in Swing Hall F, level 100 of the Convention Center. Tawny Wreath Laying. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Tawny, a historic ship with a berth in Baltimore's Inner Harbor, not far from the Convention Center, will be the site of a reclaim ceremony wreath-laying by Coast Guard veterans and crew at 11:30 a.m. August 30th. The public is invited. Getting Around. Baltimore is a very connected city, especially in the area around the Convention Center, close to the Inner Harbor. Explore all the different transportation options, from online guaranteed parking to travel by rail, wheel, or water. www.legion.org/convention/resources. Post Activities. Alabama Post knows how to throw a Legion birthday party. Every year of his 20-year military career, Leroy Davis looked forward to the annual Navy birthday ball. Why not do something similar, the Alabama Legionnaire thought, to mark the American Legion's birthday? For the second year, Fletcher McAllister Post 135 in Phoenix City, where Davis is post commander, hosted an American Legion birthday ball. On March 21st, nearly 100 people celebrated with a buffet dinner, an American Legion birthday cake, music and dancing at Marriott's Courtyard Hotel in Phoenix City. The Post also honored two 70-year members, Carson D. Mitchell and Daniel M. Parrish. "We were glad to have the Navy ball and glad to go to it," Davis recalled. "It was a sense of pride, and I felt that's what we need to do, make people proud to be in the American Legion and proud to help other veterans. The community needs to know that we are here and what we do." Central High School's Navy Junior ROTC presented the colors before an audience that included local government officials, including Phoenix City Mayor Eddie Lowe. "The reason why the relationship is so strong is because of the veterans," Lowe said. "If it had not been for people giving up themselves, paying the ultimate price, we could not be able to have this event here. It's important we remember that veterans are mission critical in this country. Department of Georgia Legionnaire Dale Barnett, leading candidate for 2015-2016 National Commander, was the guest speaker. He shared his story of how Georgia Boys State influenced his decision to attend the U.S. Military Academy. As we move forward to our 100th anniversary, I hope we're looking at similar events all across the nation, with departments and posts coming together, he said. To survive and be as vibrant as the American Legion is something worthy of celebrating. Georgia Department Commander Randy Goodman said the birthday ball is a great opportunity for the Legion to brag a bit. We rarely tell our story, he said. This is a perfect way to do it. When we get together at events like this, the story unfolds. Steve B. Brooks. Honor and Remembrance. Father honors son's memory with post in his name. After one of his chemo sessions, Matt Blunt told his father he had to go meet a friend, Kyle Comfort. Even though Matt was weak from the treatment, Barry Blunt knew his son was strong and strong-willed, so he let him go. Little did his father know that Matt, who was battling Ewing's sarcoma, wasn't leaving to hang out with Comfort. Instead, he was leaving for Comfort's funeral. Matt rode his motorcycle as one of the escorts for his friend's service. I later asked him if that was a real smart thing to do, Barry remembers. He said, Dad, he would have done the same thing for me. That anecdote is typical of Army Second Lieutenant Matt Blunt, who finally succumbed to cancer March 10, 2012, 3 days after the 30-year-old realized his dream of an Army commission. With a heavy heart and an unrelenting will, Barry Blunt focused his efforts on honoring and remembering his son and hero. His efforts turned into reality in September 2014, when Matthew Blunt American Legion Post 555 was formally certified. I've tried to keep his legacy alive, Barry says. Action speaks louder than words. You don't have to have a PhD to know if a person is sincere or not. Apparently I made my point, and the outpouring of support has been unbelievable. Within a week, the Post had 30 members. By March, the Post boasted 70 members and was launching youth programs in Matt's honor. The community showed lots of love and respect, says Barry, who is commander of Post 555. You wonder if you are worthy of it. When we started out, we were trying to give back to our community, our veterans, and we wanted to open doors, especially to the youth. It was what Matt was all about. That's Matt's fuse. I can't take credit for it. Passing credit along to someone else is in the Blunt blood. A.J. Blunt learned many life lessons from his older brother. Matt wouldn't take credit for his own actions, he says, describing his brother's time as a 21-year-old combat medic. He would say, "Oh, it wasn't me. It was the guy next to me. I showed up and did a few things." That was Matt's mentality, even though he did 100% of the work. Matt demonstrated leadership, always finding the positive in every person. AJ knows that firsthand. I wouldn't be here wearing these captain bars if it were not for him, he says. I was fine being enlisted and going that route. My brother told me that he saw more potential in me. He saw more drive in me than I saw in myself. It was AJ who administered the oath at Matt's hospital bedside as tears flowed. Even when his brother was doing chemo, AJ says he was doing his homework and still going to class, managing as best he could. He never gave up, AJ recalls. When the doctors told him he had 3 months to live, he went through the 7 stages of grief quickly. He said, "It is what it is. I can't do anything about it. It's cancer." He battled it for over 2 years. The Blunt's Church, the First Baptist Church of Pelham, honored Matt's memory with a special stained glass window. With an active Legion post and such community tributes, Matt's legacy will endure. We have a simple message of giving back, Barry says. That was related to what Matt's legacy was all about. He was always taking care of his soldiers, and it was what was instilled in him at this church and the way they were raised. Henry Howard. Watch a video about Matt Blunt. www.legion.org/legiontv. Search Honor and Remembrance.